You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. So pleased to be doing our show today from the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History, with it's just packed with historic treasures and engaging exhibits. So earlier today, I just had to get out and take a little tour. I'm here in the Chase Gallery with curator Petrina Chapman. It is such a pleasure to be here. Thanks to all of you and to Museum President and CEO Juanita Moore for opening the doors of this beautiful, beautiful museum to us.
And thank you for coming. We are so pleased you're here.
Let's start by talking a little about the man whose name is on the building, Charles H. Wright. Who was he and how did his name come to be on this building?
Well, first, Dr. Wright was a physician, a gynecologist, an obstetrician, who actually has been documented almost as having delivered 7,000 babies in Detroit alone. So a great man in that right. He also founded the museum in his office, starting the museum by collecting small items, but it was important to him to develop this museum for children, for young people, so that they would know their culture. Of course, he went on to open the building, a second building, which was right down the street on Frederick, became Frederick Douglass. It was called the Museum of African American History. And then we moved on to this institution, which is the second building, and it was built particularly for this institution, and it is 125,000 square feet. We are the largest African American museum in the country, at least right now.
It's fabulous. And exhibitions that are going on, I know that you've had this No Boundaries Aboriginal Contemporary Abstract Painting. That's been going on, and there's still a few more days for people to catch it. Tell
Absolutely.
Us a little about that.
Yes, yes. It's important that they get down right away and see this phenomenal exhibition by Aboriginals out of Australia. Mm-hmm. And the paintings are extraordinary. This is the fourth stop on the venue of six stops, so there's very short time to see it, and you may never see it again. So please, come on down.
And No Boundaries will be running through this coming Sunday. And where we're standing is Collect, the Power of Knowing. And there are some incredible pieces of everything here. Tell us about this exhibition.
This was a vision of Dr. Cleetie Taylor. Dr. Taylor is an educator, art historian who lives here in Detroit and has been working with artists for over blank years, let's say, for a very long time. And she came up with this idea, this vision that people should collect, should know their own culture. And if they collect, they should know what to do with those collections prior to their making their transitions. Mm-hmm. So these are still around for people to enjoy in years to come. And so you see about 40 different collectors in this exhibition, and each one had an opportunity to loan one piece, mm-hmm. one that was important to them. And some of them are artists as well. And so that's what it's an eclectic collection, and it's just beautiful. And it's funny how they all came together and worked so well together.
There's furniture, there's sculpture, there's art.
Yes, there's African art, there's photography, there's everything, and everybody collects all of it.
And then coming up, opening June 2nd, In the Paint, Art and Spirit of the Games, and we're getting into the Olympic spirit with this.
We're getting into Olympic spirit. It's not specifically Olympic game exhibition, but it is about the art of playing, competition, you know, and coming together and learning about each other through games, physical games, basketball, football, all of that. But this is not about physical, it is about art, fine art. We're doing it through fine art. Many of the posters that were used, some in the Olympics and other places, to announce the games, to let people know, and they were done in most cases in this exhibition mm-hmm. by African-American artists. So we're trying to let people know, like moms and dads, let your children become artists because there are venues for them. In many cases, we're worried that our children will become starving artists. But no, there are places that they can actually make money, and this particular exhibition will help them realize that, will help them see that.
So that is opening June 2nd in the Paint, Art and Spirit of the Games, and that will be running through the summer.
Yes.
So if someone was walking into this incredible building for the first time, Petrina, mm-hmm. where would you send them? What's your favorite spot in this building?
Oh, I love the whole building, so that's a hard one. But I think when they walk into this building, the first thing that will impact them is our rotunda. In there, you have a wonderful space. We have the largest dome outside of Lansing in the state of Michigan. And we have what maybe they don't have. We have this echo that lets you know you've walked into a different space. It's wonderful. Sometimes choirs just come there and begin to sing. And then our major exhibition. We are the largest African-American museum, but more important is that we have the largest exhibition dedicated to the history of African-Americans. And I think that when they go through it, it's 22,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. We began at the beginning of humankind and bring you all the way up to Barack Obama. So once you get through that exhibition, you will have traveled 3.2 million years.
You have been here almost 30 years. I can tell your pride here, Petrina, is just bursting, and it should be. And again, thank you so much for sharing your love of the Charles H. Wright Museum with
us. Thank you for having me.